March 15th. I received a letter from the Carmel of the Mother Prioress, certainly illuminated by God, had written to me in pencil, since she was ill, to tell me that on February 21st she had written to Mother Genoveva, Selina, and Lisieux, asking for prayers for me. Oh, how can the invitations and smiles of the little child of Lisieux not be identified with this news? The sister of my little saint praying for me. I too, pray. And I pray asking, not only for a yes more for others than for myself, but also asking, that God will grant two graces. One is not to fall into discouragement or doubt, repudiating Jesus by saying, maybe it was not him, if I were to hear a no. Satan would work with such discouragement, his victory, his promised revenge at the end of my life, to make me afraid of death and judgment. Lord, have mercy on me. I ask for the second form of aid in the event there is a yes so that, the easier it might get for self-complacency to arise, Jesus will help me to keep myself lowly, ever more lowly and humble. May I never commit the sin of pride, which so displeases you, O my Lord. I would prefer to be humiliated rather than exalted, if exaltation were to turn me into a proud person not pleasing to you. Have mercy, Lord. And I also promise special prayers for Dora, as soon as I am calm. That, if it is God, he will manifest himself, and, if it is Satan, that unhappy woman will be liberated, and the truth may shine forth. It is better for her to be a good and simple Catholic, with no extraordinary signs, than to be a false instrument. And may she be freed from the enemy. For it must be horrible to have him like that, as a master, at least in certain hours.